Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can listen or download any of my shows from my website, brucesalen.com. That was my son singing the Bruce Salen Show theme song, which he wrote, produced. He also made a wonderful video for me in honor of the show and my new book, which you can find at brucesalen.com in the blog section. It's called the A Dad's Point of View music video. I'm not sure how many people that have a radio show, a column, and a new book have their own music video. And I haven't figured out really how to promote it, but it's fun. And if you do go visit brucesalen.com and go to the blog section and look at that video, I hope you'll put a comment on it to my son for having done a job well done. For a 17-year-old to care that much about his father is rare, and I am very, very grateful. I am actually going to New York to speak at a conference at the 140 conference. It's called it's actually hashtag 140 conf. And it's in New York, so anyone in New York that will be there on Thursday, what date is that? That is June 16th, and I will be there all week with my son. We're going to see a couple shows, Spider-Man in Memphis. Let me know. Maybe we can hook up and meet for a coffee. You never know. Stranger things have happened. I do need to remind you that Father's Day is coming up really soon. And the pluperfect gift is my new book, though it's not Father's Day related. I do have a Father's Day column in there. It's called A Dad's Point of View. We are half the equation, and it's available at Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com, and BruceSalen.com at the store, where you can get a very special deal that includes a very cool poster free if you order it at BruceSalen.com. Today's subject was parental hypocrisy. Do you say one thing and do another? Think about it. Think about, did your parents do that? Think about, do you do it as much or less than your parents? I think it's a pervasive problem. It's one that disturbs me whenever I observe it in the form of skiers that parents wear, make their kids wear helmets and yet don't wear them themselves. It is a classic case of modeling one thing and doing another. Obviously, parents can do the same thing when it comes to smoking, drinking, and drugs. It is important when you become a parent to realize you actually have a job. You have a responsibility. And that responsibility may inhibit some of the behavior you enjoyed during your youth, during your dating days, during your single life. Once you have the kids, they will see, especially once they get to be teenagers, they will see and watch and know just about everything you do. Do not think your children are not aware of what you're doing. They are darn smart. And they hear through walls. And when you're gone, if you leave your teenagers home, they might even go through your things. So don't have anything there that you don't want them to see. I really believe very strongly that we model the behavior that our kids will learn in many cases. Pastor Drew pointed out that in some cases, modeling bad behavior can actually scare a child away from bad behavior. I know my younger son has witnessed a family friend that went through a bad drug crisis, and it scared him so much that he is really frightened of drugs. And so that was a case where it wasn't in our immediate family, but where a real-life example was frightening to my son, and I think that was really valuable. I host a Twitter chat each Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m., and you use the hashtag ADadsPointOfView, ADADSPOV, just the letters POV, every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. You can join us. It's a live chat. It's quite fascinating, and I would urge you to do that. This topic, as I said this week, was parental hypocrisy. Next week is our Father's Day special show with some special guests, some wonderful quotes, and I hope you can join us for that show. I want to thank my support team. First, the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer. And second, my cheerleader in chief, Les Carroll, my home station manager. Thanks again for joining us. And please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.